Good morning. Could I get help from a couple of you older ones? Got slips with people's names. Hey, come on. You know people's names? If they're not here, that's okay. You can go around, hand them out. So right now we have, these are your names with their meanings. Names have meanings. Right? So, my name, Logan, my name means it's a low hollow, it's Scottish, it's old. My wife's name, Clarissa, that means light, bright. You know, we don't think too much about what our names mean right now, but in the Bible, they thought, in those times, you think a lot about what the names mean. So, we'll give a chance to get all those slips passed out. We've got it. We're getting there. So, our Old Testament reading today has God giving promises to Abraham and Sarah. But that wasn't their names yet. They were Abram and Sarai. And God gave them new names. He came to them and said, your name's not going to be Abram anymore. It's going to be Abraham. Abraham, that means father of many, a lot. He says, you're going to be the father of a lot of nations. A lot of people. And to Sarah, he gives the name. Sarah means princess. She's going to be kind of his princess. And there's going to be kings that come from her. And so that becomes the whole story of the Old Testament. The Israelites become a great nation. And kings, you have David. David comes, Solomon. Those names have meanings too. I mean, David's name means beloved because he was the beloved one of God. He was a man after God's own heart. They got along really well. And God gives all of you a new name. Does anyone know where that might happen? Right here at the font. In baptism. He gives you his name. The name of Jesus. The name that you are a Christian. Now, you know, how many of you have your father's last name? All of you, right? Now, who's your heavenly? You have your heavenly father's last name. You're part of his family. And he forgives you all of your sins because of that. Now, would your father help you when you're in need? Yeah, he'd go through a lot, wouldn't he? I mean, my father would always say, you come to me anytime. I'll drive hours to come and help you. How much more that God, our Father, will help us? So his name shapes us. It tells us who we are, and it says that he will always be with us. And with his name, you are his. Right, so let us pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, you have given us your name in holy baptism. Keep us in this baptismal grace, that we may always see our value in you. And let us lead holy lives according to your name. In Jesus' name, all the children say,
Amen. Amen.